hear somebody say that you manage the game well. Is there a negative connotation to that in your mind, or is it positive?
Not in mine. I mean, that's my number one job description as a quarterback, is to manage a football game, and it's tough to win games if you beat yourself. So that's certainly my approach in going into every game.
What are the attributes of a good game manager, like yourself or some other team?
I try to obviously play smart football, not put our offense or our defense in bad situations, and you know, make plays when they're there. It's certainly not a style of play where you're scared to take chances or scared to take shots. It's just knowing the right time to do them.
Kyle, after the game Sunday, you said how the line protected you well. They're physical. How reassuring has it been to have a guy like Ryan Clady on that side?
Yeah, he's played great. Kind of forget about him a little bit, you know, just because he's always doing his job over there, and he's been great for us this year, just like all five of them have been. So they work well as a unit, and he's certainly special on the left side for sure.
When you have a good offensive line playing really well at Georgia, how specifically does that help you? Does it help you, you know, take more time to go through reads? Or
yeah, you certainly don't have to get the ball out so quick, you know, when the run game gets going, that's the quarterback's best friend. So it's kind of twofold. When they can get the run game going and also protect so well, it makes it pretty easy on myself.
Oh, but, I mean, as you've gone along with this offensive line, how much more impressive have you been? I mean, I know you knew that they only gave up 14.
Yeah, just, you know, the way we ran the ball has been so impressive this year. And, you know, it's a good mixture of young, talented guys with veteran leadership inside with Casey and Ben. So it's got a good combination.
Kyle, you said the running game is a good running game is quarterback's best friend. Can you kind of talk about the differences between what Noshon and Krell are able to do back there and kind of mix them in and out?
You know, Noshon might be a little bit more powerful inside running the ball, but they both ran extremely well. And both of them, if you just give them that little seam, they can turn them into 40 and 50-yard runs. So they've done a great job. Both can catch out of the backfield. Both block extremely well. They've both really, in pass protection, have done a great job this year and won their one-on-one matchups.
Do you see their confidence growing? And, I mean, do you see that with success comes confidence, kind of like with the team?
Yeah, it should be, you know, for the whole team. The more you play well, the more you win, the more confident you should be.
Any definitive on the glove this week?
I don't know. I'm going to – this is as good as it's been so far, so I think there's definitely a chance that I can play without it this week.
Has there been a few throws where the glove?
I'd say a couple here and there, but on the majority of the time I've played pretty well without it, throwing the ball where I've wanted to, you know, wearing it. And so I'm not going to try to play with it hurting or anything like that, you know, without the glove if it feels better with it. And I'll just go ahead and stick with it. Because
when you say it's affected a couple, is it because it's stick?
Yeah, I've thrown a couple low balls that I wish I wouldn't have had, but on the majority of throws it hasn't been an issue.
Has the healing process been affected because you've had to just keep playing through it?
I'm sure. I mean, we haven't dealt with it a whole bunch, you know. But I'm sure, you know, playing these last 3 weeks hasn't made it any better for sure. So, but haven't really had too many setbacks, have it hit or anything like that in a game, so it hasn't been that bad.
You guys look at this game. I mean, the Cowboys team very good at it. It's kind of a statement game for you guys to say, you know.
Every week in this league's a statement game. I mean, you get a chance every week to go out and you know, show who the best team is that week, and that's no different this week.
Do they look, when you look at them versus when you look at the other three teams, do they look like a better team than the previous
year? Oh, they look like a good football team, no question about it. They're big and physical and have, you know, probably the most talented team we've played. Defensively, you know, Newman's a very good player in the secondary. Everybody knows about Ware up front, but number 90, Ratliff, is a great player at nose tackle, and all the linebackers can run and make plays, so we've got to work it out for us.
Do you see anything differently when you look at them than Bengals, Browns, Raiders?
NFL, there's a lot of good football players. So I mean, every tape you put on, you're finding good football players. Scheme is pretty similar to what our defense does, so that shouldn't be a huge challenge, and we should be ready to go.
How good is DeMarcus Brown? Is he the best pass rusher right now?
I don't spend a whole lot of time watching fast rushers, but he's 20 sacks last year. He's obviously really good at it.
What does he do so well?
He's size and speed and physical, and he's coming right at the quarterback. He's not too interested in the run game, and he's coming right for me.
How about the fact that you're going against a run of 3-4 defenses here now, coming up and practicing the next time?
If 3-4 or 4-3, they're trying to stop you either way. So we'll try to get yards and score touchdowns against them.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks.